I've been listening to Nick Holloway Vox talking back to Kevin in Florida. Nick was at the receiving end of some complimentary feedback from Kevin about his storytelling and about his writing, and Nick in turn gave some complimentary feedback to Kevin about his way with words. And somehow or other, the image came to me as I listened to Nick describing his own writing. An image came to me that I want to share with you. Now, what Nick had to say with his writing, about his writing, was that it points towards a center which is vacant or empty, to use his word. My daughter needs an earphones, and I haven't got an earphones for you, darling.
Yeah, you have. You have some in your ears.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, and you don't need them because you're doing an audiobook. You speak into the phone. Yeah, you don't listen.
Well, I'm using them right now because after I finished recording this audiobook, I want to listen to what it sounds like.
Well, while you're doing the audiobook, can I please have the earphones?
But you have a set of earphones there in front
yeah,
of you,
but
the pink
broken.
Ones.
Things.
Well, put the rubber things back on them.
I don't know where they are. They're lost.
Well, better go and have a look for them then and find them.
They aren't here. They're in Mom's car somewhere.
Oh, right. I tell you what, I'll do a deal with you. When I finish doing this audiobook and listen to it, I'll give you the headphones then. That'll be, if you leave me alone, you can have it in about 2 minutes, I would say. That means I would be able to finish what I'm doing, listen to it quickly, and then give you back the earphones.
Why would you want to listen to it?
Well, then we can have a long conversation about that, and you won't get the
earphones. Why do you want to listen to it?
I want to listen to it so I'll get an idea of what it sounds like to other people before I share it.
Okay.
I want to see if it'll sound okay to them.
Ow, 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 ow!
Audiobook sounds funny.
I know. Okay, well, I'll see you in a few minutes then.
Princess story or the pony story?
Nope, never heard of
them. Oh my God, we've got so many viewers.
Okay, that interruption is, where did I leave off? Oh yes, I was saying that Nick Holloway Vox said about his writing that it points, if I paraphrase him accurately, it points in the direction of this, almost as if it was pointing from the edge of a frame towards an empty picture space in the centre. So the centre of Nick Holloway Vox's life, if you like, is an empty space. Now, assuming that I have summarised that accurately, well, it doesn't actually matter whether I'm accurate or not, to be honest, but that is the summary that I've made of it. This is what happened to me when I was just listening. I thought of the surface of water, the surface of a calm piece of water as a reflecting mirror. And I thought to myself, what Nick is doing by encouraging us to think of or see or envisage, I think envisage, his life as an empty space is actually encouraging us to envisage a mirror, a space in which we might see ourselves reflected back, a space in which we might see our own image reflected back to us. So the process, as I understand it, the process of inquiring into the nature of Nick Holloway Vox or this other person, iconic other person in this case, let's say, the process of inquiring into another person results in an appreciation of our own image. So the curiosity which we bring towards another person has the effect of increasing self-awareness, seeing ourselves reflected back. And I suppose that could be simply summarized, in my mind is simply summarized as the questions that I ask about Nick Holloway Vox are questions that I am asking which reveal something about me. They're offered to Nick Holloway Vox, but the questions I might ask on a Monday about Nick Holloway Vox could be quite different from the questions I would ask on a Friday. Or perhaps they both contain the same DNA. But the key thing is that they're both my questions. And the questions that another person will ask, even if they appear to have the same form, even if they have the same substance in words, or an identical substance in words, come carrying different types of meaning. So, what does this all mean? It means that Nick Holloway Vox is holding out the prospect of a mirror, of a way of growing self-awareness, self-perception. And in fact, thinking about Nick Holloway Vox is really thinking about me in that sense. So all thinking about another person is really further development of the sense of me, or some might call it the sense of I. I'm not sure I have really absorbed what the implications of this are. It's almost as if I've been in a kind of a waking dream state and an image has come to me and I'm then doing some kind of dream interpretation afterwards. Because I didn't know where this was going when I began the audio boo. I'm not sure what implications it's going to have for my entire life, but it certainly has been interesting to listen to Nick and Kevin and get something for myself out of it. Thank you both very much, guys. Thank you both very, very much.